It's Monday morning. It is time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Not so good, really, for Bills fans today. On Friday, of course, you laid out the Bills' playoff chances if they won on Sunday. Unfortunately, they lost. How do they look now?
Well, yesterday's game was par for the course on the season for an underachieving, mistake-ridden Bills team. But actually, before we get into that, I just really want to address the epidemic of awful officiating that's plaguing the NFL. It's reached a breaking point in my view, and this has nothing to do with the Bills losing yesterday as the bad calls affected both teams. But these officiating errors, along with the countless delays to discuss seemingly every penalty, it's getting beyond tiresome, and it's downright pathetic that this country's most profitable sports league pays up to $200,000 a year to guys who have other full-time jobs and simply moonlight as NFL officials. For six figures, just unacceptable that the NFL can't hire and train full-time officials to give paying fans the best possible product on the field. Just no excuse, tired of it, and wish I didn't have to waste a minute even talking about it.
All right, well, let's move for a moment then beyond the officiating, Matt, and let's get into what else led to the Bills losing yesterday.
Well, it was mistakes and deserved penalty flags that doomed the Bills yesterday. Despite being the more talented team, in my view, the Bills had way too many plays negated or followed up by demoralizing penalties. The Bills' offensive line in particular just killed the Bills' chances. They were beat consistently, took a number of really bad calls. On the plus side, LeSean McCoy was fantastic in his return to Philadelphia. He had just 24 touches for his usual 100-plus yards from scrimmage. Robert Woods had one of his better games as a Bill, and Sammy Watkins also performed pretty well when targeted, which, as usual, just wasn't enough. Overall, the Bills are likely beyond remedy 13 games into the season and way outside of the playoffs looking in at this point. But the Bills need to take these last three games to assess both their players and coaching staff, as they can't continue to waste an underperforming roster.
All right, Matt. So it's 6-7. That's where the Bills stand right now. What should Bills fans look for over these next three games?
According to the New York Times playoff simulator, their playoff chances hover just above 20%, and that's if they win out all three games, so not good at all. For Bills fans, a priority is going to be a longer-term decision on Tyrod Taylor. Bills have him under contract next year at just $1 million, so it gives them plenty of leverage when talking to Taylor's agent. Because of next year's low number, the Bills could take a hard line, make it clear that they're not going to budge next season and will simply apply the franchise tag the following year for around $20 million, but it'll guarantee Taylor's services for another 2 years with a reasonable average number, which sounds insane. Ideally, they'll offer some security to Taylor with that leverage through some sort of a bridge contract, works for both him and the team's salary cap. Perhaps a 3 or 4 year deal. I still think Taylor has tremendous upside, but he does need to progress to show he's the real deal. Based on the Bills' record this season, they should have an opportunity to lock him up with a reasonable deal. Beyond Taylor, the Pegulas really need to take a hard look at the administration and coaching staff. This is a team with too much talent to have this substandard record. It's now 15 years and counting since the Bills' last playoff berth, and something really needs to change.
Playoffs or not, Matt, we've got plenty to talk about over the next 3 weeks, and we'll certainly look forward to talking with you beyond the playbook this coming Friday here on WBFO.
Thank you, Jay.